We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow. What an unbelievable college basketball game. Two good teams fighting and competing. I'm really, first and foremost, I want to give a big-time shout-out to our student section and our crowd, everyone, for this to be the first sellout since 2019. And we felt them. They gave us energy. They were with us even when we didn't play well. And our team felt it. And so we're incredibly, incredibly grateful for that. I'm really proud of my team. We fought. We fought for 40 minutes, and that's something we talk about all the time. It's not always going to be pretty, but as long as we're together and we're fighting for each other, the result at the end was beautiful, just because there's so many teachable moments in this game, you know, and the fact that at the end we won with our defense. I think we finished on an 11-0 run. We were able to get some stops. These guys stepped up and made big-time plays on both ends. One of the things we talked about was we can't get deflated if they hit tough shots because they have tough shot makers. And Wong did that. But we kept fighting. You know, we kept challenging them. And at the end, you know, JB came up with a big-time steal. And even the last play, you know, at 7.1 seconds, we have the ball. We turn it over. And, again, we didn't get deflated. The guy that turned it over got the steal. Got fouled, made two free throws to, you know, make it a 3-point game. So that's who we've been all year. My hope is that that's who we continue to be, and really proud of this team. So you can ask these guys questions.
JB, describe what's being said amongst the team, amongst your teammates on the court there after that final media timeout, right before you guys go on that run. What was discussed, and, you know, how did you guys come together and finish so strong?
Yeah, for us, we just knew we had one more round. You know, we play our games. We play our game, you know, with 10 rounds every 4 minutes. And for us, we just try to win as many rounds as possible. So for us, we knew this was the last round. And if we wanted, you know, to win, we were going to have to play our game and, you know, continue to play great defense down the stretch. And we were able to do that.
You guys held them without a bucket for the last 2 minutes and 26 seconds. This is the best shooting team in the ACC. What goes into an effort like that to limit such a team?
Yeah, It just starts with our connectivity on the defensive end. We were communicating, and, you know, all of us have a competitive drive. And for us, we wanted this win bad. And down the stretch, we just made enough plays.
JB, at the end there, that steal you had on Wong, what was the plan defensively? And about the help from Federico, too, being there.
Yeah.
Just break down that play.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, he's a tough player. He's a competitor. He hit me with two good shots down the stretch. And for me, I just wanted to be competitive on that last play. And, you know, with the help of Federico, he helped me big time. And I just wanted to make a play, and I did that.
Blake, take me through the emotion you're experiencing there. When you put the ball back up and in, and they call timeout, and you guys have the lead, and you hear the crowd going crazy, you know, what are you feeling there in that last 30 seconds?
A lot of momentum, you know what I mean? So, I mean, Oakland Zoo, man, like, y'all part of the team for real. Like, that was great. That was great. And I know how it feels to be on the opposite side of that. So, I mean, it was rocking. I knew we had the momentum, and it that's what it felt like. So, you know, play with confidence next time you go out there.
Jamarius, what's it like for you to hear this building so loud? I mean, you did not hear that type of noise last season. What's it like for you as someone who saw the growth?
Yeah, for me, I just have so much appreciation for this team and, you know, what we're doing. Last year, like you said, it wasn't that many fans in the building, and that was in large part because we didn't do our job. So for us, it's just, you know, great to see that many people out here supporting us and, you know, continuing to show up for us, even, you know, after tough losses and stuff like that.
Blake, you've been one to push Fetty What did you see from him today? 4 blocks, I think, what, 6-7 rebounds, 8 points. He seemed like he was a consistent effort for you guys.
He's been consistent for a long time now, and I mean, really kudos to him. He's been playing good, but just like I said earlier when someone asked me about Nelly's play, we're going to push him and expect that every game. So nothing abnormal. We wanted to push him harder and see if we can get better out of him.
Good job.
All right, cool.
I got it. Some rest, man.
Jeff, I know you kind of talked about it in your opening, but I mean, you have been in a lot of quiet games in this building. What's it like for you to see everyone, you know, buying in? And, you know, there's a team that was honored here about when the Pete was at its peak, really. And, you know, you kind of had that back to the old days today.
Well, it's we're grateful. You know, I think people feel a connection with this group of guys, with this team. And we're just grateful. You know, we're grateful to them for being here, for the people that work in the athletic department that help make it happen. But really for our guys, I'm happy for our guys that they get to experience that and to feel that and to feel that type of energy.
Jeff, this is the second game in a row where you guys had to make a stop on the final possession and that quite literally decided the game. I mean, what does that say about the resilience level and the confidence level in the defensive end? And you talked about in your opening statement about kind of not faltering, not quitting, and kind of erasing the quick mistakes. I mean, what does that say about the resilience level of those players?
Well, again, they've shown it all year. You know, I've told them I think we have room to continue to grow. But when you have a group of guys, man, that are really, you know, they're competitive, and you just can't, I can't say it enough, man, like how much they care about each other and they push each other. And like you heard Blake say, like they demand a lot of each other. And so when you have that, then you have a chance to have some great moments. And we've had some really good moments. One of the things we've preached all year, and it really started after we lost those 3 games earlier in the year, is just stay present, not worry about the past, not think ahead to the future, just concentrate on right now and try to control what we can control. And we've shown that in games. I mean, to, you know, finish on an 11-0 run, you know, we made an adjustment with ball screen coverage with Wong. Our guys executed the heck out of that. But we were just able just to move on to the next play because that's what we've done all year.
Jeff, you talked about how your team needs to be resilient even when they're hitting tough shots, especially in the final minutes. What did you see from, especially your vets, how they were able to step up and cause some of the
The thing we talked about coming into this game was we had to have individual pride defensively, but knowing that you're not alone. But there has to be some individual pride because these guys are really, really good offensively. And they usually have 4 or 5 guys on the floor that can break you down off the bounce. And Miller was one. He was terrific. Obviously Wong. You know, they have other guys. I mean, Pat can do it. He hit some bombs against us. But again, we just got to keep fighting. You got to keep, if they hit a tough shot, don't drop your head or whatever. Just come back. There's another fight that'll probably happen within the next 30 seconds. And we have to win that one. If you carry the previous one over, you know, then it's going to affect you. We need to be present all the time, every play.
Jeff, Jamarius had his
this year where you've been hit hard on the offensive glass. You gave up 2 points there. What allowed you to improve in that area, and how big was that?
You know, the thing that's like we've talked about it over and over. You know, it's hard for us to practice it just because of the limited bodies and guys playing high minutes. I just think our guys are cognizant of it. And we've done a better job of blocking out. Now, part of it is that the last two teams, not today, but the last two teams hadn't been really good offensive rebounding teams. This team was. They were averaging about 11 offensive rebounds a game. So we did a really good job there. It's something that's always going to be a point of emphasis for us, and we have to be cognizant, you know, throughout the game to do that.
How much of that was Fetty and what he was able to do for you
guys? Well, Fetty was terrific. I thought he did a good job. Blake got in there. I mean, Jamarius got 10 rebounds. You know, I think 7 of them were on the defensive end. You know, we understand, like, we have to do it as a group. We have to gang rebound, and we've done a pretty good job of that last three.
Marius has had two double-doubles now in your last four games. Can you just talk about his ability to impact the game in so many different ways?
Yeah, he impacts it even when he's not scoring. He distributes. His leadership, his toughness, his willingness to get off the basketball, to pass it, his competitive spirit, you know, what he does for us defensively. I'm really, really happy for him because he's a guy that wants to be good, wants to be a part of something from the time he's gotten here. And, it's great to see his leadership being accepted and respected by the guys on this team.
Greg's obviously known for his three-point shooting, but that defensive play that he made at the end, and especially after the turnover, I mean, what does that say about just kind of his ability to erase that and that maturity that you talked about? What does that say about Greg and his development as a player?
Well, I think Greg is, I mean, he's mature. Today is his birthday, so he's, you know, a year older. And again, when we came back to the timeout right after that, it was they were looking at the clock. I don't know if it was a timeout. You know, we just smiled. We just said, okay, let's get a stop. Let's move on. It's over with. Let's just get a stop. Let's focus on right now. And so not only Greg, all of our guys have done a good job of that.
You guys made 10 of 12 from the free throw line. I mean, maybe free throws matter. Maybe they don't, but they definitely do in situations like this. I mean, what does that say about just the calm level and the situational awareness to kind of regroup and be able to make 10 of those 12?
Well, they absolutely do matter every time. And we've been pretty good there all season. And so we stepped up and made some big ones down the stretch.
This is not the first time. It's like, you know, Greg stopped it. Jamarius stopped just before that. And then going back to the Syracuse game when Blake got the steal in that moment, what can you say about your guys to stay focused in those high intense moments?
Again, just staying present. That's all it is, just staying present, forgetting the past, not worrying about anything else but the moment. And, again, we've done a pretty good job of that. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. I think the belief is there. It's strong. They believe in each other more than anything. They really, really believe in each other. And as a coach, that's really cool to see.
Jim Larinaga talked about how JV getting into the lane more in the second half really caused things to open up for you guys outside. How much does that penetration, just getting the ball inside in his hands, help you guys?
It helps us a lot. But I thought we were able to get there more in the second half because we made shots. So they had extended their defense a little bit to get out to us because we made seven threes in the second half. In the first half, we had some clean looks. We just didn't make them. But certainly his ability to get into the paint, Nelly's ability to get into the paint, those two guys specifically, it really, really helps us. With JB, we can get him there in different ways. We can put him in the post. We can, you know, obviously ball screen him. He can, you know, drive off the bounce. So, you know, there are different ways that we try to maneuver the defense, and that's one of them. Not to me. It's not to me. When you got a group of guys, man, that care about each other.
How did that develop, though, with guys that know each other?
It's just developed. I mean, it happened organically. I mean, it's the pieces fit. We got guys that are over themselves for the most part. They're about the team. They just want to win, period. That's all they want to do. They just want to win. They don't care who gets the glory. They want Pitt to have all the glory because I think they understand – you know, if that happens, then individually they all get something.
Jeff, that ability to be over themselves, you know, does that help you not worry about, you talk about staying focused and in the present, that you're starting to build a resume that they're going to look at it in March, and if it keeps going, you guys will be in a good position?
We don't talk about it. We just stay present. Again, we'll get back together on Monday. We'll give them feedback about this, and we'll just start concentrating on North Carolina.
Jeff,
that's it. Yeah, again, we try to be mindful of what we do in practice, what we don't do. A lot of the times right now, they're more mental days because we are a little bit banged up, just like everyone is. We just try to be mindful of that. You know, I'm grateful that we have guys that aren't in a hurry to get out of here after practice. They, you know, just about every day after practice, we have about 8 to 10 guys that are getting extra work on the court, getting extra work in the training room, weight room, all of those things help.
Nike was a team 14 minutes off the bench. What were your impressions on his efforts tonight?
Thought he did fine. Thought we did fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.